Okay, very good.
Please start.
Okay. Hi, everybody, my new friends halfway across the world. My name is Cindy Turner, and I am an alcoholic. I'm a real alcoholic as described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I say that because there's so much question, especially when you're new, what is an alcoholic? And I myself came in with that question, not understanding anything about alcoholism or Alcoholics Anonymous. First off, I do want to say that I am so overwhelmed with gratitude for this invitation to do this. It's my first time of doing anything interpreted, so if you need to interrupt me and tell me what to do, please, by all means. I'm going to try and talk slow because sometimes I get wound up and talk fast. So I will
interpret this part and then we continue.
Okay.
سلام سیندی به تمام دوستان عزیزم. من سیندی ترنر هستم. من یک الکلی واقعی هستم، همونجوری که کتاب بزرگ میگه یک الکلی واقعی، و من همونی هستم که کتاب توصیف میکنه. من هم وقتی وارد شدم نمیدونستم در مورد یک الکلی واقعی. بسیار خوشحالم که منو دعوت کردید و این اولین باره که کسی داره منو ترجمه میکنه، برای همین قصه یه ذره تند پیش برم. Please go on.
Okay, thank you. So I will start with my sobriety date. My sobriety date is May 12th of 1989, and I had absolutely no idea on that day what my life would look like moving forward 31 years later, and I'm just so grateful to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and have this opportunity. I talked with my sponsor this morning. She told me, just follow directions, Cindy, and they will tell you what to do. She has done a lot of speaking. And it's just Wednesday, just do Wednesday. And I love that in Alcoholics Anonymous we get just, it gets broken down so simply for us. I'd like to thank Ali for the opportunity for contacting me. I just love the way Alcoholics Anonymous reaches out to people from state to state, let alone across the world. Stop.
Yes, please. کنم با تاریخ هوشیاریم که 12 می 1989 که من اون موقع 31 سال پیش هیچ ایده‌ای نداشتم که 31 سال بعد زندگی من چی قرار بشه، و من بسیار بابت زندگی که دارم امروز سپاسگزارم. راهنمای من امروز باهاش صحبت کردم و گفتم من نمیدونم باید چیکار کنم، ولی ایشون تجربه زیادی در زمینه ترجمه صحبت کردن به و ترجمه شدن داشت، و ایشون گفتش که فقط شما به اون راهنمایی که میکننتون عمل کن، و به من گفت فقط امروز چهارشنبه رو انجام بده. و چقدر خوبه که ما توی الکلی گمنام میتونیم زندگیمون رو به قطعات کوچیک تقسیم بکنیم و فقط همونو که باید انجام بدیم. من از علی سپاسگزارم که منو دعوت کرد.
اوکی. My understanding is I'm going to tell you some of my experience, strikes, and hope, along with touching on the ninth step. And first of all, the Big Book tells us that we'll have a fellowship that'll grow up around us. We'll get a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We're sure you won't want to. And I will tell you that is my experience, absolutely. Being a member of Alcoholics Anonymous has opened up my world in ways I never imagined. And in regards to the ninth step, reading out of the 12 and 12 on page 83.
Shall I interpret here and then we go to the book and you tell me which page so I follow you?
Okay.
Okay. ایشون گفتن که من میخوام یک کمی از تجربه نیرو امیدم با تمرکز بر قدم 9 صحبت بکنم. و کتاب بزرگ به ما میگه که ما انجمنی در اطراف ما شروع به رشد میکنیم که ما قسمتی از اون هستیم، و دیدن بهبودی دیگران یک تجربهیه که ما هرگز نباید از دست بدیم، و AA زندگی من رو بسیار بزرگ کرده. I am ready with my book.
Okay, with the 12 and 12 on page 83, I'm just going to read the step and then the very first paragraph. I'm going to keep it short there. But it says step 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. The very first paragraph is the one I want to touch about after she interprets it for you. It says good. In bold capital letters, it says good. Judgment, a careful sense of timing, courage, and prudence. These are all the qualities we shall need when we take step 9.
بله ایشون از کتاب 12-12 قدم 9 رو دارن میخونن که میگن هر جایی که امکانش وجود داشته باشه ما از افرادی که بهشون خسارت زدیم مستقیما جبران خسارت میکنیم مگر اینکه این منجر به خسارت دیگری بهشون بشه. بعد اولش که شروع میکنه به انگلیسی نوشته قضاوت خوب و درست و این خوب و درست رو بزرگ کرده. یعنی خیلی مهمه که من این متوجه باشم که این قضاوت درست در مورد این جبران خسارت های من اتفاق بیفته و در زمان درست شهامت و اینها چیزهایی هستن که خاصیت هایی هستن که ما هنگام انجام قدم 9 بهش نیاز داریم.
In regards to the very first paragraph that she read after we explained what step 9 is, when it says good judgment, a careful sense of timing, courage and prudence, those are all things when I entered into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, not understanding what my life was going to look like, those are reasons why those particular things are in step 9. When I came in, when I was new, I had no good judgment. I had no sense of timing. Courage and prudence were just absolutely not attributes that I understood, nor did I carry with me. So I'm so thankful that our founders wrote this and set these steps up the way they did that gave us 1 through 8 to be ready to be able to come into step 9 with good judgment, careful sense of timing, courage and prudence.
بله و ایشون میگن که خیلی مهمه و خدا رو شکر که بنیانگذاران ما این قدم رو گذاشتن در قدم 9، یعنی که در قدم 8 قدم قبل از این وجود داره تا من به قدم 9 برسم، وگرنه من وقتی که وارد برنامه شدم به هیچ وجه قضاوت درستی نداشتم، به هیچ وجه متوجه نبودم که چه زمانی مناسبه شهامت و تدبیر درست برای انجام قدم 9 نداشتم و بعد از 8 قدم دیگه من اینها رو دارم که برم جبران خسارت انجام بدم.
There's a couple of things in my story where I will directly refer back to step 9 and the importance of taking the opportunity to make direct amends whenever possible. But I'm going to start just giving you a little background of my life and my story and what brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was 28 years old. I had no idea I was an alcoholic. I did not know what alcoholism was. I did not know there was a program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I was the first in my family to actually have it addressed that maybe I would have a problem, although my parents, looking at it the way they did, they thought that I was mentally ill. They were actually more accepting of the fact that I should be put in the hospital for mental illness, not understanding anything about alcoholism.
بله و من حالا میخوام یه کمی از داستان خودم رو بگم تا برسم به قدم 9 در داستان زندگیم. من 28 سالم بود، هیچ ایده‌ای نداشتم از اینی که الکلی هستم، یعنی اصلا فکرش هم نمی‌کردم. نمیدونستم اصلا یه الکلی چی هست، نمیدونستم چیزی به نام AA وجود داره. یه نفر از اعضای خانواده به من گفتش که شاید تو الکلی باشی، ولی پدر و مادر من فکر میکردن من مشکل روحی دارم و ترجیح میدادن که من مشکل روحی داشته باشم و برم در بیمارستان یا مرکز روانی بستری بشم.
I believe that you've got to live life forward to understand it backwards. These are all things I've learned since I've been sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. But there are moments where, you know, I said I didn't have an understanding of what AA is, what an alcoholic was, because I have a disease of perception. And Clancy, who was my grand sponsor, who recently passed away, he used to always talk about the disease of perception. And boy, oh boy, did he hit it right, because my disease told me my perception of an alcoholic was a man, never ever a woman. It did not look like my beautiful interpreter or me. It certainly looked like a man in a dirty trench coat with a brown bag and a bottle in it, you know, maybe living under a bridge and that very well could be an alcoholic, but it also could very well just be a homeless person. And so I had this view or this idea of what an alcoholic was. So it was hard for me to understand that it could possibly look like me or look like you.
خب ایشون میگن که بعضی وقتا ما تو زندگی باید زندگی رو به جلو زندگی کنیم تا بفهمیم که در گذشته چه اتفاقی افتاده و همون جوری که کلنسی که راهنمای من بودن و تازه فوت شدن گفتن که الکلیزم بیماری درک کردن و پرسپشن میشه دیدن یعنی نگرش در اصل و من واقعا ایشون راست میگفت به خاطر اینی که بیماری من اینجوریه که من همیشه فکر میکردم یک الکلی اصلا شبیه من یا شبیه این خانومی که برای من دارن ترجمه میکنن نیستن و فکر میکردم که یه مردیه با یه دونه بارونی با یه دونه مشروبی که توی یه دونه تو امریکا اینجوری هوملسا اینجوری هستن که توی یه پاکت مشروب رو میذارن تو خیابون و زیر یه دونه پله و این تفکر و دیدگاه من راجع به یک الکلی بود.
As you're an Alcoholics Anonymous and you start looking at your life and you start doing step work, you have those moments, at least I've had those moments, those freeze frame moments where, again, you live life forward to understand it backwards. There was a time when I was a young mom. I had two children. I drank heavily in college. I was a blackout drinker. Didn't occur to me that that was a problem. I didn't know that I was blacking out because I couldn't remember. So when I was pregnant with those two children, I quit cold turkey because that's what you're supposed to do. Therefore, the fact that alcoholism could even be entering my life was beyond comprehension to me because I quit when I was supposed to. And so I had those two children. I'm 21 years old with two babies. I got married because that's what you're supposed to do. And there's these moments where, like I said, I would quit and I had no idea the understanding of restless, irritable, and discontent. But I have this freeze-framed moment where because of inventory, because of looking back on my life, because of Alcoholics Anonymous giving the guidance and direction it does, where I'm sitting in a rocking chair in my living room and my mom stops over and I have a beautiful family, a beautiful home, everything on paper looks good. But I'm sitting in that rocking chair, rocking like about ready to break the springs, just rock, 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 rock. Because at that moment, I realized my mom asked me a question and said, "What is wrong with you? You have everything." And I now today understand clearly what was wrong with me. I was suffering from untreated alcoholism. I was restless, irritable, and discontent. But I could not understand that until I lived life forward to understand it backwards.
بله و ایشون میگن که من وقتی نگاه میکنم به زندگیم الان همجوری که میگم وقتی من باید زندگی رو به جلو زندگی کنم تا بتونم گذشتم رو درک بکنم میبینم که من زمانی که جوان بودم دو تا بچه داشتم ولی من موقعی که توی دانشگاه بودم سیاه مست میکردم ولی اصلا فکر میکردم مثلا اسم این الکلیه چون خیلی یادم نمیومد بعدش که من حامله شدم یه دفعه مشروب رو گذاشتم کنار چون یه مادر خوب باید این کار رو بکنه و اون موقع ازدواج کرده بودم 21 سال داشتم دوتا بچه داشتم مشروب رو گذاشته بودم موقع که حامله بودم کنار و هیچ درکی از بیتاب بدخلق و ناراضی نداشتم و الانه که من نگاه میکنم به ترازهام و با ترازهام و با کمک برنامه به گذشتم که میفهمم مشکلم چی بوده چون اون زمان یادمه که یه روز نشسته بودم یه مادر خوشگل و جوان روی یکی از این صندلی‌هایی که هی خودشو تکون میده و انقدر به شدت داشتم تکون میدادم که نزدیک بود این صندلی بشکنه و مادرم از من پرسید خب تو چته تو که همه چی داری و من اون موقع اصلا نمیدونستم چمه ولی امروز کاملا میفهمم که من بیتاب بدخورد و ناراضی بودم.
That being said, our big book often refers to women, and sometimes we hit our bottoms much quicker than men. That is absolutely my experience. I went down that rabbit hole very, very quickly. And what happened when I did, because you see, I wasn't pregnant anymore, and I wasn't nursing those babies anymore. So what I was supposed to do and not drink during that period of time, when I had the go light, you know, I was like, here we go. And I hit the bottle and I hit it hard. And what happened was, I lost those children. I ended up in divorce and I lost those children to my husband. And when that happened, I hit it even harder and I went down that rabbit hole fast. I ended up, being a mother without kids, which was very hard for me. It was very hard for me to accept. So instead of accepting it, I did what I did for my solution was drink alcohol and drink it to excess. And that landed me into a mental institution. As I said earlier, my parents were more willing to look at the fact that maybe I was mentally ill than chemically dependent or an alcoholic. So they committed me. I was 28 years old with absolutely no rights. I was in the custody of the state that I lived in, and they controlled everything about me, which was my introduction into Alcoholics Anonymous.
و خب داستانی که برای من اتفاق افتاد زمانی که تو کتاب بزرگ میگه زنها اگر استعدادش رو داشته باشن با سرعت بیشتری به تای خط میرسن و این مسیر رو زودتر میرن و این دقیقا همون جوری بود که برای من اتفاق افتاد و دقیقا اون موقعی که من دیگه حامله نبودم و دیگه به بچه هام شیر نمیدادم موقعی بود که مثل این بود که چراغ سبز برای من روشن شده باشه و من اون موقع بود که دیگه شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن و شدیدم خوردم و اون موقع بود که به شدت و به سرعت من به کف اون سوراخ خرگوش در اصل رسیدم و با همون باعث شد که من اون دوتا بچه رو به واسطه طلاق گرفتنم از دست بدم و من دیگه نمیتونستم بچه هامو ببینم و این باعث شد که چون نمیتونستم شرایط رو هم بپذیرم بیشتر و بیشتر بنوشم که اینها اوضای منو به شدت بدتر کرد و منو آخر سر فرستادن در یک بیمارستان روانی. پدر مادرم همونجوری گفتم ترجیح میدادن به جای اینکه من الکلی باشم مشکل روانی داشته باشم و من 28 سالم بود که وارد اونجا شدم توی اون بیمارستان روانی که دیگه در اصل هیچی از خودم نداشتم و همه چیز تحت نظارت دولت بود و اون موقعی بود که من وارد AA شدم.
Thank God, and I mean that literally, thank God for the doctors at that mental institution. It just so happened that there was also a chemical dependency treatment center at the same facility. I was committed into the mental ward because of the way my parents handled it. But thank God for the doctors that spent hours with me to determine the fact I was not mentally ill. I was actually chemically dependent. So they allowed me to go and they kind of broke the rules and they bent it for me so that I could leave my women's ward because I was court committed to the mental portion of it. But they let me go over to the treatment center or the chemical dependency unit to be introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's where I sat in the room with my very first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous almost 32 years ago. I have not taken a drink or had a relapse since that date. And that is where my journey started. As I sat in the room, I listened to the readings. I thought to myself, there just might be something to this. And I started my journey, a journey that I was not excited to start because I did not know what was happening, but a journey that today I look back and realize I have a life beyond my wildest dreams.
خب خدا رو شکر واقعا خدا رو شکر به واسطه دکترهایی که تو اون بیمارستان بودن برای اینکه به خاطر جوری که پدر و مادر من برخورد کرده بودن من رفتم به اون بیمارستان و اون بیمارستان توش یک بخش سمزدائی و بخشی که مربوط به اعتیاد به مواد دیگر و مشروب بود هم داشت و خدا رو شکر که اون دکترها تشخیص دادن که من دیوانه نیستم و فقط یک جورهایی از لحاظش به الکل و چیزهای دیگه وابستم و معتادم و اونها با اینی که دادگاه من رو به بخش روانی محکوم کرده بود ولی اونها منو می‌بردن به بخش به اونیکی بخش و اونجا بود که 32 سال پیش من وارد اولین جلسه AA شدم و اونجا بود که من وقتی گوش دادم گفتم که یه چیزی ممکنه توی این برای من باشه و از اون زمان بود که من دیگه حدود 32 سال پیش دیگه مسیر AA هم شروع شد و دیگه لب مشروب و چیزای دیگه نزدم و حالا شاید از اولش هم خیلی برام هیجان انگیز نبود ولی امروز میبینم که زندگی که به من داده بسیار فراتر از هیجان انگیز ترین رویاهای من بوده.
I completed my program. I was set free from the institution and I entered life back home. And I started going to meetings right off the bat, lots and lots of Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. I had to change everything about the way I'd been living life before. And so I just jumped right into Alcoholics Anonymous. And my story is somewhat in sections. Like I've got the first 10 years and then a little period of time where I'll get to that as we move forward, and then life as it is today. But I jumped right into AA. I got a sponsor right away. She had 1 year, and I thought she was the queen of AA. I could not possibly see how someone could string together an entire year. So she, you know, she was definitely one of my heroes, and she was my sponsor for 17 years until she passed away. And so I got very, very, very involved, and along with getting involved, as so many of us women find the boy, I found the boy, because I was a single mother, but I didn't have custody of my kids. So I was at Alcoholics Anonymous a lot, and I met a man. He caught my eye, and we connected, and I am happy to say we celebrated 30 years of marriage last year. He is also very active in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. But I always like to point out the fact that I have 6 months more sobriety than he does.
So your sponsor was with you for 17 years? Mm-hmm. Your sponsor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 17 years was your sponsor.
Yeah, till she passed away and I got the one I have now. Yeah.
خب ایشون میگن که من باید بنابراین من از اون مرکز اومدم بیرون، زندگیم دیگه آزاد شد، باید میرفتم زندگیم رو دوباره میساختم، برای همین خیلی جلسات AA میرفتم، باید همه زندگیم رو تغییر میدادم، برای همین پریدم وسط AA. و حالا میخوام راجب اولش بگم که من اونجا یه خانمی رو دیدم که 1 سال هوشیار بود و برای به نظر من ملکه AA بود، برای اینکه چه کسی میتونه 1 سال پاک بمونه و این ایشون راهنمای من شد و تا 17 سال هم راهنمای من بودن تا اینکه فوت شدن و من مجبور شدم راهنما عوض کنم و بالاخره من اونجا با یک مردی که آشنا شدم و ما 30 سالگی ازدواجمون رو هم جشن گرفتیم. البته من همیشه میگم که من 6 ماه از ایشون هوشیاریم بیشتره.
So my beloved, whom I absolutely adore today, and I, we got married rather quickly, much to our sponsor's dismay. They would have liked us to go a little slower, but, you know, we've made it work. The good news is we suffer from the same alcoholic mind. The bad news some days is we suffer from the same alcoholic mind. But we united, and we have a sober home, and we're going to meetings, lots and lots and lots of meetings. Every other weekend, those children come to our house. He had a son from a previous marriage, and I had the 2 children that I lost in my divorce because of my actions. And so every other weekend, we'd be an active family of 5, and then those kids would go home, and we'd dive back into AA. We bought a home. We started a business. All the promises were coming true, the promises of Alcoholics Anonymous that are in the book all started coming true. And we were busy. I mean, we were just really busy. And so sponsored a few people, but didn't really get into service. We really just took and took and took from Alcoholics Anonymous. And in taking from Alcoholics Anonymous, those two children that I lost in the divorce saw our home changing, and it was a very attractive home that they wanted to come live in. So they sat down one day when they were going home from visitation and said, Mom, we want to come live with you and Tim. Will you get a lawyer?
خب ایشون میگن که من با عشقم ازدواج کردیم وقتی یکم هم زودتر از اون چیزی که راهنماهامون ترجیح میدادن ما این تصمیم رو گرفتیم و حالا خبر خوب اینه که ما هر جفتمون از این کله الکلی برخورداریم و خبر بدم اینه که ما هر جفتمون از این کله الکلی برخورداریم ولی برای ما یک خونه هوشیار سعی کردیم بسازیم و یک عالمه شروع کردیم به جلسه رفتن و خدمت کردن و اون موقع بود که ایشونم یه پسر داشت از زندگی قبلیش منم دوتا بچه هامو داشتم و ما آخر هفته ها یک زندگی پنج نفره‌ای داشتیم و بقیهش هم میرفتیم جلسه و خونه زیبایی با هم دیگه خریدیم و شروع کردیم یک کار رو با هم را انداختن یک بیزنسی رو و همه این وعده های کتاب شروع کرد برای ما به تحقق پیوستن و ما خیلی فعال بودیم و هی چیزهای زیادی از AA برامون اتفاق می افتاد یعنی دستاوردهای زیادی و اون دوتا بچه‌ای که شاید یه روز نمیخواستن با من زندگی کنن اومدن یه بار که داشتن برمیگشتن خونه پدرشون گفتن که ما دوست داریم برگردیم و با تو زندگی کنیم.
So we got the lawyer and after a very brutal court battle, those two kids came to live with us in our home, and they were in junior high, or elementary actually, third grade and fifth grade. And so very quickly our household changed, and we got very active in church. We facilitated youth group. We coached tournament basketball and volleyball and football, and we just got those kids involved in everything. Sometimes guilt drives you to overcompensate, and we were trying to find our way there. And at about 10 years sober, what happened was all this beautiful life that laid in front of us, those kids, those busy lives, that home, that business was all going very well, and we got awfully busy. And we thought maybe we had something to do with it, not seeing the true fact that all of this was gifts of Alcoholics Anonymous. But what happened was, because of our ego and our thinking we had something to do with it, the very thing that gave us that beautiful life is the very thing we stopped going to. We attended fewer and fewer meetings. I talked to my sponsor less and less because, you see, I was just too busy. I was just too busy, and I was awfully important. And so the very thing that gave us, myself, all of that, was the very thing that I stopped attending. So there I was, living in a period of abstinence without a program. And what I learned in that time was a very valuable lesson that there is a very big difference between being sober and having sobriety. At that time of my life, I was just sober. And all of the bad behaviors, negative thinking, rage, all the ugliness of alcoholism creeped back into my life and into our home without actively drinking.
و خب ما رفتیم بعد به واسطه بعد از یک دادگاهی اون بچه ها رو دادگاه به ما داد و این بچه ها هنوز مدرسه ابتدایی می رفتن اومدن تو خونه ما و خب ما خیلی فعال شدیم کلیسا می رفتیم توی گروه نوجوانا فعال بودیم نمیدونم توی والیبال، بسکتبال، فوتبال و اون احساس گناه بعضی وقتا باعث میشه که ما بیش از حد اضافه کاری بکنیم و بعد 10 سال بعد تقریبا همه چیز خیلی عالی داشت میرفت که من یه جورایی انگار به ما این توهم رو گرفتیم که ما داریم اینجوری خوب زندگی میکنیم نه اینی که AA به من این هدیه ها رو داده و همینا باعث شد که من هی کمتر و کمتر برم به جلسه و کمتر به راهنمام تماس بگیرم و همون چیزهایی که AA به من داد باعث شد که AA رو از من بگیره و من دیگه یه دوره ای رو تجربه کردم که فقط پاک بودم و هوشیار نبودم و دوباره همه اون زشتی های زندگی الکلیوار بدون مصرف الکل فقط در پاکی خشک برگشت به زندگی ما.
And so, so what happened was this period of being sober, not having sobriety, was just devastating on our home, on our marriage, on those poor children that came in back into our home because it was a safe home, because we were active members of Alcoholics Anonymous. Just this disease can grab you by the throat whether you're drinking or not. If you're not treating the disease of alcoholism, it became just a horrible, horrible way to live. And what happened was after about 3 years, my son by this time had grown up, and I have a son that suffers from this disease. And we had to do some committals. We had to do some things to try and get him help. And so we committed him, and what got me back active in the program is that he went to treatment. And the treatment center would have family day, and on family day they would ask the family to come participate. My husband at this time was still very angry, and he was not willing to participate, but I said, I'm going to go be there for my son. Now, mind you, I had been in Alcoholics Anonymous for 10 years, and I would go to his family support groups, sit in the rooms, come home feeling better, never tell a soul that I'd ever been in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was so ashamed, so confused, so full of guilt because I was not practicing any sort of recovery program that I would go and leave and not tell a soul. And finally, I said to my husband, something happens in those rooms. Something happens in rooms of recovery when alcoholics like us are all connected and trying to get better. I'm going back to AA. And he said, that's fine. You go right ahead, but I'm not.
و خب این دوره‌ای که من فقط پاک بودم و هوشیاری نداشتم و من و همسرم واقعا یک دوره خیلی وحشتناکی بود و همون بچه‌هایی که به خاطر اون آرامشی و عشق که تو خونه ما اومده بودن دوباره تحت تاثیر قرار داد و این بیماری انقدر خطرناکه که میتونه شما را از گلو دوباره بگیره و فشار بده اگر که درمان نشده باقی بمونه. و یکی از پسرهای من این مشکل رو داره و این بیماری رو داره و ما اون رو به یک مرکز سمزدائی بردیم و اون تو اون مرکز یه روزی داشتن برای روز حمایت خانواده ها که من شوهرم گفت من اصلا نمیام، ولی من میرفتم و هر دفعه که میرفتم اونجا حالم بهتر میشد از اینکه تو اون جلسه میشستم، ولی جرئت نداشتم به کسی بگم که من یک عضو ای ای هستم و یه زمانی ای ای میرفتم، چون من اصلا دیگه تمرین ای ای رو نمی کردم، یعنی هیچ کدوم از اصول ای ای رو انجام نمی دادم، ولی هر بار حالم بهتر می شد و یک بار که اومدم به همسرم گفتم من در هر حال به ای ای بر می گردم و اون گفت برگرد، من بر نمی گردم.
He found his way back to AA after I did because we have a small business and we hire people to do labor for us. And one of our laborers was a severe alcoholic. He would come, he would get in trouble with drinking, and we would have to terminate him. And then he would come back to work. We just kind of did this dance back and forth, back and forth. Finally, we had to say, no more, we can't do this anymore. This man's name is Jerry. I have permission to use his name. He came walking up the street one day, and he was going to ask for his job back. We just knew it. And I looked at my husband and said, not again. We're not doing this again. Drinking just causes so much havoc. And I just don't have the heart to have to let him go again. Needless to say, we were wrong. He showed up at our doorstep because he had just gotten out of treatment. And he said to my husband, I need a sponsor. They tell me I need a sponsor. Will you be my sponsor? And my husband replied in some colorful words because, you see, Jerry did not know Tim hadn't been going to AA for a period of time. He only knew Tim when he was going to AA and my husband. And so my husband said, well, shoot, I guess that means I'll have to go to some meetings. That got my husband back into the program. Unfortunately, Jerry could not hang on to that common gold thread that runs through all of us. And we had to bury him. He died of alcoholism in his early 40s. But that was what got my husband back in the rooms.
و در حضرت یکم بدتر از من همسر منم وارد ایه شد دوباره، برای اینکه ما یک شغلی داشتیم، یک بیزنسی داشتیم، تجارتی داشتیم که بابتش باید افراد رو یه سری افراد آدمایی رو استخدام میکردیم و یه آقایی بود که اجازه دارم اسمش رو ببرم، اسمش جری بود که برای ما کار میکرد که هی دائم لغزش میکرد، میرفت میخورد میومد و در نهایت ما اون رو اخراج کردیم. و یه روز جری اومد و به ما گفتش که پاک شده و میخواد که دوباره کار بکنه برای ما و از شوهر من تیم خواستش که راهنمای اون باشه، چون فقط جری موقعی تیم رو میشناخت که جلسه میرفت و تیم هم قبول کرد و گفت احتمالاً این معنیش اینه که من دوباره باید به ایه برگردم. متاسفانه جری نتونست به این ریسمان طلایی که تو این انجمن وجود داره بچسبه و در اوایل 40 سالگیش مرد، ولی باعث این شد که همسر من به جلسات برگرده.
So we got very active, we got very involved, and we started doing the things we missed out on when we were in AA for the first 10 years. Neither of us drank through that period of time, so we were able to string together continuous sober time. But we had both made a vow that sobriety was very important in the way of life. The structure, the order, the discipline that Alcoholics Anonymous gives us had to be the center of our life. God had to be the center of our life. We had to put it as fact as, I'll tell you, the first two trade places, because there's been often where God had to be first, then AA, then us. But there's often times when AA comes first, then God, then us. But as long as we aren't in one of those first two slots, life goes pretty good, because we're taking direction from someone other than ourselves. And so we got very involved. We started sponsoring people. We had this sponsorship family that just blew up. We started having big book studies in the warehouse of our business every week. We, by this time, had a home on the lake, and we had boats and jet skis, so we would have sober parties at the lake so that people could have fun in sobriety, because so many, like myself, come in thinking, okay, fine, I'll stay sober, but my life is over, and I'll never have fun again. So we started having big parties and sober fun and just giving back to Alcoholics Anonymous, which is what we missed in that first go-round.
و در نهایت اینی که ما رفتیم دوباره وارد AA شدیم و بسیار فعال شدیم و بسیار خودمون رو درگیر AA کردیم، برای اینکه باید اون ساختار، نظم و ترتیب و دیسیپلین AA مرکز زندگی ما باشه. خداوند باید مرکز و محور زندگی من باشه و به هر حال یا باید خداوند اول باشه بعد AA باشه بعد ما، یا بعضی وقتا AA اول باشه بعد خداوند بعد ما، ولی در هر صورت باید یکی از اون دوتا اول باشن و ما باید سوم باشیم که بتونیم راحت زندگی کنیم. و ما یه خونه کنار دریاچه خریده بودیم، اون موقع شروع کردیم مهمونی‌های خیلی زیادی برای دوستان AAمون دادن و شروع کردیم به داشتن تفریحات سالم با و در هوشیاری با دوستان AA و برنامه‌ای، و شروع کردیم اون چیزی که در 10 سال اول نداده بودیم به برنامه رو به برنامه برگردونیم.
Our life is surrounded with people that we love and love us. We are having this sponsorship family experience. Everybody's connected. People are staying sober. We're having a big party at our lake because it's a 4th of July Independence Day celebration. And it's a big day where, I don't know how it is where you are, but in America, a lot of people drink on the 4th of July. And so that's a hard one. So we wanted to have the sober party at our house. And we had a tragic accident that day. One of my husband's sponsees went out on the jet ski and hit a boat head on, and he lost his life. And that was where we learned another valuable lesson. Tragic as it is, tragic as it was, as much as it set us back, it was a very good lesson in facts versus feelings. And in AA, I've learned that I must always focus on the facts because my feelings will mess me up. The facts are that day it was a tragic, tragic, bad accident. The feelings were it was my fault, it was my responsibility, if I wouldn't have had the party, if he wouldn't have gone out on the jet ski, all those things that spin around in our head. So out of it came a very valuable lesson. And nearly everyone that was at the party that day many, many years ago is still sober today. So something good comes out of tragic. But for me, the facts versus feelings is just something that I just fall back on regularly.
So, و ما الان یه زندگی داریم که اطراف ما آدم هایی هستن که خیلی اونا رو دوست داریم و اونا ما رو دوست دارن و ما یه مهمونی خیلی بزرگی دادیم توی 4 جولای که روز آزادی امریکاست. 4th of July is my anniversary of my marriage. And و ما یه مهمونی بزرگی توی اون 4 جولای دادیم برای اینکه خب همه اون موقع مشروب میخورن و تمام دوستان انجمنمون رو دعوت کردیم به اون خونه کنار دریاچه و یه اتفاق خیلی هولناکی افتاد. یکی از رهجوهای همسر من با یک جت اسکی رفت و زد به یک دونه قایق و جونش رو از دست داد و اون زمان ما یک درس خیلی بزرگی گرفتیم که بیشتر ما باید بر روی واقعیت‌ها تمرکز کنیم نه بر روی احساساتمون و واقعیت این بود که خب اون جونش رو از دست داده و احساسات ما این بودش که ما مقصریم، نباید این مهمونی رو میگرفتیم و حالا خیلی از اینجور چیزها. و در هر صورت بیشتر افرادی که از اونجا تو اون مهمونی بودن هنوز هم هوشیار هستن و در کنار ما هستن.
So our sponsorship family all felt great loss. Everybody that had been affected by this young man, he was 3 months sober, on fire for life, just loving sobriety. To get his daughter back the next week, all these things that were happening, we were all just highly affected by the loss of his life. With that created a very strong bond. We all just kind of hung together, supported each other. And because of our connection, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, we have this beautiful gift of a way to grieve and deal with things. And so moving forward, God makes no mistakes, and his timing is always perfect. We've got all of these people in our lives, and it happened just in time. See, we got back into Alcoholics Anonymous just in time because a whole lot of life is just about to happen. The tragic accident with Joe happened. And then I was in a very bad car accident. We are chairman of a roundup or a rally where we fly in speakers in our community, and it was winter. And we were on the way to the airport to pick up a speaker, and we got T-boned. We hit some black ice, and we got T-boned. And I ended up in the hospital with a broken hip, a broken pelvis, a broken ribs. My whole right side was completely blottoed. And who comes to bring me hope and support but you guys? Alcoholics Anonymous shows up at our door, shows up at the hospital. I was bedridden for 3 months. We had a lot of rehab. AA brought a different meal over every day. They just supported us in ways that were beyond my wildest thought that it could be possible. So we got through the accident. I recovered. Shortly after that, we ended up finding out that my husband had stage 4 bladder cancer with an 18% chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. بله و اینی که در هر صورت این آقای جو که اون تصادف رو کرد با جت اسکی واقعا یه پسر 3 ماه هوشیار بود که خیلی عاشق هوشیاریش بود و میخواست بره هفته بعدش دخترش رو بگیره و در هر صورت این حادثه اتفاق افتاد. ولی اون اتصالی که بین ما هست به ما کمک میکنه که ما با اون مسائل دردآور زندگیمون هم بتونیم روبرو بشیم و باهاش کنار بیایم. و خداوند هیچ وقت هیچ اتفاقی در دنیای خدا اتفاقی نمیافته و اشتباهی اتفاق نمیافته و اون داستان فوت شدن جو اتفاق افتاد و یک تصادف خیلی بدی که من کردم موقعی که میخواستم برای یک جلسه‌ای به یک جای دیگه برم، این تصادف رو با ماشین کردم که من تقریبا 3 ماه اصلا نمیتونستم از جام تکون بخورم و اونجا بود که الکلی‌های گمنام هر روز میومد و دوستان برنامه من به من سر میزدن و از من مراقبت میکردن و من تونستم اون زمان رو هم بگذرونم تا اینی که فهمیدم که شوهرم در مرحله 4 سرطان فکر میکنم مثانه داره که 18% امکان زنده موندنش هست.
So he had a 14 and a half hour surgery, and he survived the surgery, and I'm happy to say today we have no evidence of disease, so we're very happy about that, but a lot had been happening, and it was just in time that our people in Alcoholics Anonymous were back in our lives, and we were in theirs because we needed love, support, and prayer. And I will tell you something about people in Alcoholics Anonymous. If they say they're going to pray for you, they do. And so we got through that little, it's not little, I don't know why I said little. We got through that period, and we kind of went, whew, that was a run. We're going to take a trip. We're just going to, about five more minutes, about?
We didn't talk about step nine at all.
Until what? Nine more minutes?
I think we didn't talk about step nine.
I will. I'll get right there right now.
Okay.
There too, it was something with my dad. So we got into that, and we decided that we were going to take a trip. And in this period of time, my father and I had had some hard discussions, and there was some angst in our relationship. There was most definitely angst in our relationship. And my alcoholism wants me to just turn into a brat and be a baby, which I found out in my fourth step that I'm a little bit of a brat, that I did not want, to talk to my dad. I was angry at him. And so in the making amends process, only because Alcoholics Anonymous gives me these suggestions and I happen to take them today, because before I came into AA, I did not want your suggestion. It was my way or the highway, and I knew better. And so this little voice in my head, because of working the steps, because of being a member, because of wanting to be a good example and member in Alcoholics Anonymous, I knew that I had to make amends with my dad. My behavior had been inappropriate. I had acted like a baby in an adult's body. And so I made that phone call, picking up that 100-pound phone to my father to make amends in this particular situation. And so I did that having no idea that when we went on a trip, we went on a trip shortly after I made this rather large amends for myself. We went on a trip, and we were on a cruise, and I got a phone call that there was an emergency at home. My mom and dad had gone on a month-long trip overseas to, they were actually in Jakarta, Indonesia that night, and I got a phone call out on the cruise ship that there was an emergency and that my mom and dad had gone out to dinner. It was my mother's birthday, and they were over in Jakarta, Indonesia, and my dad had a massive heart attack and died overseas. Now, had I not taken the initiative to do that step nine, had I not made that amend to my father, I would have never had the chance to write that, because I had no idea. As I was making that amend, we were going on our vacation, they were going on their vacation, that my father would never return home. And so my message there is, please do not wait. If you have an opportunity to make it, I thank God regularly, because had I not made that amend, I would have to carry that guilt and have so much to work through, that I am so thankful the steps are there to give us those guidance and directions on way to live, because I would be so full of guilt, remorse, and shame had I not done that.
خب در حضرت همسر من اون جراحی 14 و نیم ساعته رو انجام داد و امروز هیچ اثری از بیماری سرطان در ایشون نیست و دقیقا اون موقعی که ما به الکلی‌های گمنام نیاز داشتیم، الکلی‌های گمنام و افراد AA تو زندگی ما بودن و وقتی افراد AA میگن برای ما دعا میکنن، باور کنید که براتون دعا میکنن و ما اون موقع به اونا احتیاج داشتیم. و راجب جبران خسارت، من و پدرم یه زمانی با هم دیگه مشکل داشتیم و من بعضی وقتا خیلی نابالغ و بچگونه میشم، از پدرم عصبانی بودم و نمیخواستم ازش جبران خسارت بکنم، برای اینکه من فکر میکنم راه من شاهراهه و من از همه بهتر میدونم و بعضی وقتا هم مثل یه بچه رفتار میکنم. ولی به هر حال به خاطر اینکه پیشنهادهای الکلی های گمنام رو میپذیرم و انجام میدم، زنگ زدم و جبران خسارت کردم و برای من خیلی چیز بزرگی بود. ولی وقتی که من و همسرم رفته بودیم به یک کشتی تفریحی یه تلفن بهم زدن که پدر مادر من هم که اون زمان رفته بودن اندونزی، رفته بودن بعد تولد نهار یا شام بیرون، که پدر من سکته قلبی کرده و فوت شده همونجا تو اندونزی. و من اگر اون پیشنهاد رو که پیشنهاد جبران خسارت بود رو نمیپذیرفتم، نمیدونم چجوری بعدش میتونستم با خودم زندگی کنم و با اون احساس گناه. بنابراین اگر فرصتی برای جبران خسارت هست، پیشنهاد میکنم که هیچ وقت اون رو به تعویق نندازید.
And so if you have an opportunity, please don't wait. I know for me today I have a conscience. I have a conscience because I do care about others. I do have these directions given to me from Alcoholics Anonymous. And you never know, just don't miss the opportunity. You never know when the opportunity might not be there. And it doesn't feel good. In my gut today, if I have a right to wrong, if I have an amend to make, my gut does not set well with me. I'm so very thankful for the guidance and for our founders, Bill and Bob, that laid out this beautiful program to address everything in our life. And so when it comes to making those amends, just do it. Just do it, like the Nike says, just do it. And the one thing that I would like to end with and say that, which ties into this often, is that don't let the life AA gave you take you away from the AA way of life. Thank you for allowing me to be with you.
بله، و ایشون گفتن که در هر حال اگه فرصت جبران خسارت دارید هیچ وقت اونو به تعویق نندازید، برای اینکه ما امروز وجدان داریم و نمیتونیم با اگر هوشیار هستیم بدون اون وجدان زندگی کنیم. ما امروز به دیگران فکر میکنیم. اگر من یه جبران خسارتی بدهکار باشم حس بدی خواهم داشت. و من بسیار سپاسگزارم از بیل و باب، بنیانگذاران ما، که این به همه چیز فکر کردن. و فقط اگه خسارتی دارید just do it، همون چیزی که نایکی میگه، فقط انجامش بده. و آخرم میخوام اینو بگم که نذارید که اون زندگی که AA به شما میده شما رو از AA بگیره. و این با این میخوام صحبتم رو تموم بکنم. Thank you very much Cindy.
Happy
it was beautiful there.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. On 4th of July.
Oh, that's your anniversary. Yeah. Oh, okay. And this was my first time, so if I'm supposed to talk more about stuff, I'm happy to. I hope that somebody got something.
For sure. I got something. I got a lot of things. Thank you very much.
Thank you.